Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the influence of bird flu, or HPAI, on our dairy herds across the United States as well as here in Kansas. Since we started having problems with HPAI and it was detected in dairy herds about 16 months ago, we've had about 983 herds infected across 17 states. Here in Kansas, our last infected herd was actually detected April 17th of 2024, so we've been almost a year now without a new infected herd in our state. I think most of you are probably also aware that we do have a milk monitoring system that is responsible for getting regular samples from silos of milk at dairy processing plants to determine if that raw milk is carrying HPAI. This is occurring across much of the United States and actually has helped us detect HPAI in some of the dairy herds that have been more recently detected. So as we think about a typical virus generally does change over time and it actually does become weaker. So we might expect that we would have less of a symptomatic response from our dairy animals as we move forward and as this virus continues to grow weaker over time. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farms to make sure they're practicing biosecurity to help limit the spread of HPAI within our dairy herds.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.